Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here. So glad you joined us today. Last we checked, I think from 171 nations of the world, people have checked in on this podcast on leadership wow. from a perspective of being a believer in Jesus. So with me today is my long-term friend, Jerry Horst. Welcome.
My goodness. Thank you, Larry. We sure do go back a very long time.
I think it's
43 years.
I think you're right.
That we've known each other.
We've done TV together. We've done so many things together. It's been awesome. And of course, God's been using you throughout the world in leadership. And obviously, you have the business side of leadership. That's kingdom also, obviously. But you've got this kingdom influence in so many parts of the world. We're going to talk about what you've learned about leadership. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Absolutely.
All right. First question I have for you is talk to us about some of your current roles of leadership, just so people get to know who you are a bit.
Well, Sue and I are involved in basically ministering to leaders, leading leaders. Because it occurred to me when I was quite a bit younger that you can make certain choices in life which become exponential. In other words, you get to have a much larger impact by doing a lot less. And so by ministering to leaders, we get to have a much bigger impact, even if it's a very small piece of just empowering leaders to be all they can be in the lives of so many. So we've been involved in starting a lot of ministries and churches throughout the world, and we're on a lot of boards and get to speak into people's lives who actually make things happen. Sometimes I feel like we don't actually do much, because you know, when you're young, you kind of do everything
you do
in business. But when you're older, you kind of tweak and
you do
have some words of wisdom, and it's actually quite a lot more fun.
It is a lot more fun. I agree totally. So what are some steps that got you to where you're at today, Jerry?
Wow. You know, I think, honestly, not to be weird, but you, when I first met you, you were one of the biggest steps, because when I met you, it was your relationship with the Lord that completely arrested both my attention and Sue's attention. And if we hadn't known you, it's unlikely we would have ever met or been married. So
I owe you everything.
And so we became very intentional about life, because I remember you taught us so much about the Lordship of Jesus. And I remember a verse you used to say often. I probably say it more now than you do.
It's
2 Timothy 2:4, that no soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life. So this kind of became a focus for us, to remember that our life is supposed to have meaning and destiny, and we're supposed to actually have an influence on everything we do.
Right.
So we've been very intentional about everything we set our minds and our hearts to, even as a couple. My wife and I pray together every morning for hours, literally.
Beautiful.
I'm sure you find that hard to believe, because that wasn't where I was at when we met. But it's been so rich.
That's so beautiful. Talk to us about, I know you've used your testimony so often to open doors, share your faith, and you have so many stories. Give us a few stories. I mean, I think that would really bless leaders worldwide.
Oh, my goodness.
Take anyone you want.
Anyone I want. Wow. There's like enough to write several volumes of many books. There's been so many. Okay, I'll tell you this one, because it's utterly fascinating. And I don't know if I ever told you this before. I had almost every story that I tell, and usually if I'm even talking to secular business people, and I tell them a story, it's going to be about Jesus, because there's nothing worthwhile that happens that doesn't have this line, and then God. And so there was a time in my life when I was discouraged, nothing was going right. My wife came home and started telling me this story about something that was happening, and then God stopped time and came and stood behind me right here. And he spoke to me and said, you need to be at this man's next meeting, and it'll be a lifetime landmark experience for you. And I didn't even know the guy. Never heard of him before. And over the course of the next 10 years, he became, I became his best friend, is the way he tells the story. And he has introduced us to people all over the world. None of that could have happened except for that line, but God.
But God.
And every story that I tell anyone, whether they're a believer or not, because there's nothing else worth telling except when God shows up and changes reality.
It does. It does. Now, talk to me more about your leadership journey. You just mentioned some areas in leadership you're in. A little bit more of your leadership journey and how God has led you to get to the place that you're at today.
That's a really great question. You know, again, it comes back to the whole thing of being intentional.
Right.
Every day, God calls us to become more like Him. And one of the verses that has so seized my heart is Romans 8:19 that says the whole of creation groans and longs for the revealing of the sons of God.
Amen.
And so many times people at our age, not you.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than you are.
Not much. People at our age oftentimes just kind of get comfortable. You know, people even think of things like retirement, which I don't think there's any good thing about retirement in the Bible. God has called us to change the world.
Exactly.
And so Sue and I take every day and ask the Lord, what can we do today to manifest your kingdom in all the people that we meet?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we bring your presence into every relationship and every experience? And I think as believers, you know, there's that verse where Jesus said in John 7:38, that if you believe in me, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And you know, people feel that. Even people who don't think they believe in spiritual realities.
Right.
They feel when you enter a room.
Yeah.
And I often like to think that our lives are intended to be a portal to heaven. People may not know it, but they're feeling something that they really like when we enter the room. And that's kind of a leadership that goes kind of beyond words. It goes to the point of carrying the kingdom of God and manifesting it wherever you show up.
Beautiful. You said that so well. What are things you wish you would have known when you started, Jerry? Looking back now.
Pretty much everything. Wow. You know, one of the biggest things I wish I'd known is how important the exponential factors of time is.
Yeah.
That what you do when you're young has so much greater of an impact than what you do when you're old, even though you don't have wisdom when you're young.
That
you have
is
wisdom
so
when
good.
You're old.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like compound interest. You know, what you do if it has 5 decades to produce a result is going to be very different than if it has 5 minutes and you're on your deathbed.
That is true.
So I wish I had taken life more seriously even before I met you, but I was like 22 when I met you, and that's when I got serious about life.
Yeah.
And so since then, we've become exponentially more serious about that. You know, recently, Sue and I have been people who have been intentional about connecting with fascinating people.
And that's really true.
We surround ourselves with people who are world changers because they're so much more interesting than people who are not, just to be honest.
That's true.
And frankly, if I'm the big dog in the room, I'm not in the room I want to be in.
Right.
I want to be in the room where people are much more significant than me, and I can learn something and be transformed and changed into something meaningful.
Agree.
Last year, my wife and I spent some time with a young lady that we'd never met before, and she said some things that were fascinating that blow my mind. So she's the same age as our kids, uber successful, off the charts.
Yeah.
And she said, passion is for losers. If you're not obsessed, you'll never see the fulfillment of your dreams.
Wow.
And that's one of the things that has kept us pressing forward in leadership is to lay hold of what God has for us next.
Mm.
Never wait for something to happen, but be proactive and go after what God's showing us in the Spirit, which involves going after hearing from God and knowing what the possibilities are, because you never move towards anything that you don't think is possible.
That is so, so true. Have you made any mistakes as a leader, Jerry?
Oh, my goodness. I could write 6 volumes
of books. More books on that?
As well.
Give a few examples of that. Things that you look back, you think, man.
Well, you know, one of the biggest mistakes that I've made is assuming that people were motivated by the same things I were. And
that's
as leaders,
good.
You know, you're always trying to get people to step into some higher reality than they're seeing.
That's right.
But we kind of assume that we know what buttons to press, so to speak. And I'm not talking about trying to manipulate people.
Right.
I'm talking about trying to inspire people to become more than they are. But, you know, we kind of live with the misunderstanding that everybody wants something that we think they should want.
Yeah.
And they often don't.
Yeah.
And we kind of confuse ourselves and think that with proper leadership, anybody could step into a position. That's not at all true. It's much more important to find the right person than to try and create somebody who's not the right person to fit the shoes that you need to have fit at this point in time. And so one of the biggest mistakes I made was I should have moved people out of my life much quicker because as believers, we tend to have really high hopes for everyone. And if we've experienced our miracles in our own lives, we just think, well, God can certainly change them. They may not want to be changed. They
might be
very satisfied without stress, without reaching, without trying. They may be looking forward to retirement and getting out on that golf course. In any case, I'm just saying not everybody's going to fit everything you want to move towards.
Yeah. Yeah, you said it well. By the way, you want to know more about Jerry and more about some of the things we're talking about, check out the show notes and a lot more information on there. You can just check that out. What would you say, Jerry, to a younger leader who would ask you for advice on how to be healthy, how to get longevity in life, and how do I stay healthy, whether spiritual life, whatever realm of life?
That's a really great question. I actually get asked that a lot because I spend so much time with young people because they're such interesting, high-energy people. And I always tell people that the most important thing you can do is to get intimate with the Lord and build that place relationship where He speaks to you every day. One of my closest friends is a powerful man of God. And a few years ago, we were with him, and he just said, you know, I realized that I don't ever need to leave the house until I've had an encounter with the Lord.
Wow.
And I thought, man, that's powerful. I've never thought like that, but I want that. I want that to become my reality.
Yeah.
And within a year, just having heard that without even changing anything except the expectation, that was our reality.
Beautiful.
And another thing that Sue and I have started doing, I believe it was 12 years ago, we started taking communion together every morning and bring ourselves into the presence of God. I mean, the Bible says we're seated with Him in heavenly places, so we're obviously already there, but we're usually so clouded with all the other things that are in this reality
that
we fail to lay hold of that. And I just feel like communion is about becoming one with God. It's about unity with Him. And something supernatural happens in that act that we clearly don't understand, that makes no sense to us. Mm-hmm. But we do it, and somehow in the process we're being transformed into the likeness of our Creator. Mm-hmm. And I don't know of any advice that's better than that.
That's great advice.
Have encounters with the Lord, take communion every day, and be transformed into the highest image. I always want to become the person that God thinks I am instead of the person I feel like I am.
Right, right. Say that again, Jerry.
I always want to become the person that God thinks I am.
Very good. Rather than
the person that I feel like
exactly. I am. Exactly. That's, again, it's just so good. What about mentors? Is that important? If you have people in your life who speak into your life? You know, I mean, it can be people you don't even know. It could be through books.
It can be.
You know, or individuals, whatever. Talk to us about that. And what would you say to a younger person sitting right here saying, you know, do I need mentors? Is that something that would be important for
me? Absolutely. One of the most important things you can do in life is to choose who your mentors are going to be, because you're going to become like them. You know, everybody knows the rule that the five closest people in your life are who you are becoming.
Yep.
And so you ought to put some people in there that you're intentional about. This is who I want to be, and this is what I want to become. And I had the unusual, and I can't even understand how this happened, but I had the pleasure of becoming close friends with so many people who became powerful mentors in our lives.
Yeah.
And one of them was Miles Monroe. I have no idea how we even became friends, but he always introduced me as his best friend in the world. And I'm always scratching my head thinking, how did that ever happen? But he was a man who mentored leaders all over the world.
He did.
And he was somebody who mentored us very intentionally. We very much went after him. But when I think of leaders that really impacted us, you would have been the first. And that's, I'm not just saying that. I would say that if you weren't in the room. And I've said that many times when people ask me that question. Tell me about your mentors.
That's very kind of you.
There's a whole list of at least a dozen. And I'm thinking there's probably four or five people right now that I would consider significant mentors in my life right now.
Beautiful.
Because at 66, I've got a lot I want to reach for and accomplish.
You've got a lot of years to go.
I'm nowhere near being done.
And that is so true. Talk to us, Jerry, about any stories in your life where you've seen God move. I know you have hundreds of them, but if you were to pick a few, you've seen God move powerfully in your life, through your life, able to help others. I know you talked to me about your friends in Peru. All over the world. And you've told me many of these stories. They're powerful. Any stories that would help potential leaders become all they could be in God just by hearing the stories that you would tell?
Sure. You know, this is another one that I think so many times in my stories are so unbelievable. I have a hard time believing them myself, except they're kind of there in my memories. And I think that God speaks to each one of us as believers, but most of the time we write it off because it's either too good to be true, yeah. doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that can't be God. I must have made mm-hmm. that up. And so we never test those things. We never step out and see what we should do. And one of the craziest stories, and I don't talk about this very often, but I was driving down the road and the Lord told me to call a businessman who was the top of the business mountain in the business that I'm in. And I was completely intimidated to call him because, I mean, wouldn't you be? I mean,
sure.
this was like the guy that sure. everybody I know wants mm-hmm. to be like when they grow up. And so the Lord said, I want you to pick up the phone right now and call him and take him out for lunch. And I said, Lord, that's a really great idea. I actually like that idea, except I'm way too intimidated to do that.
Right.
And I just can't see myself doing that, but it's a great idea. I really appreciate you mentioning that. And I kind of put it out of my mind. And a couple of weeks later, he would bring it up and say the same thing, and we'd wow. have the same conversation. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, God knew how slow I am to obey. And so he could plan a few months ahead
right.
to get me right at the time that he wanted, but the rest of us wouldn't have that possibility. To make a long story short, eventually I got to the place where I said to the Lord, and I'm not recommending you do this, but I do recommend that you be honest. And I said, Lord, I love the idea. I just don't have the intestinal fortitude to mm-hmm. call him.
Right.
But the day that you give me that, I'll call him. One morning I woke up and the Lord said, today's the day. And before thinking wow. about it, I picked up the phone and I called him and I invited him to lunch. To make a long story short, at lunch, he shared his whole heart with me, reached across the table and gave me his company.
He gave you his company?
Yes. I mean, who could make up something that crazy?
That is amazing.
And the whole point of my story is not that it's my story, but that it's every believer's
That's
story.
Right.
God is speaking to us all the time.
Mm.
And he's always beckoning us Amen. To be so much more than we think we are.
Yeah.
Remember, the whole of creation is groaning and Amen. Longing for us to step into the reality that God has planned for us.
Yeah.
And if there's anything in any of the listeners right now who are saying, wow, I wish that worked for me, it does.
It does.
It is for you. It's 100% just reach out, lay hold of what God's speaking, yeah. act on it. And even if you're afraid, like I am, ask God to give you the strength to do it and
it
watch
happens.
What he does.
Amen. Jerry, this has been so refreshing. Anything else you'd like to share with any of our listeners today, which is aspiring to leadership, wanting to obey Jesus, wanting to obey God, anything else you'd like to offer on the podcast?
Absolutely. Two things. Number one is I always tell people that I'm mentoring, even if they're not believers, that integrity is your superpower.
Ooh.
And people think integrity means telling the truth. Well, you certainly don't have integrity if you're not telling
right,
the truth,
right.
but it means exponentially more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And for us as believers, what it really means is that you're good with God. You know, the Bible talks
yeah.
about righteousness, peace, and joy
right.
is what defines the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all these things that we made up. So we can always tell where we're at with God by our righteousness, peace, and joy. And you know, the thing is, even in business, even people who think there is no spiritual reality, they know when someone who's walking in righteousness, peace,
yeah.
and joy is in front of them.
Yes.
And they'll write you the biggest check and never wonder if they made a mistake.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about manipulation. I'm talking about spiritual connection with people who may not even believe in spiritual connection.
Yeah.
And that's what integrity does. So if you know that God loves you and God's
yep.
good with you, what that means is when we have a conversation, there's nothing that I'm hoping you won't find out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know God likes me. I
yeah.
know he's good with me.
Right.
And so you can ask me any humiliating question and I'll tell you the truth because I know God likes me. So that's the one thing. The other thing is we're living in a time of unusual stress. I never imagined the world would be in the situation that it's in today. And people have lost confidence in everything that they trusted.
Right.
They've lost confidence in the clergy and education and police and government. And they mistrust everyone. What that means for us as believers is there's never been any time as easy to shine as it is right
That's
now.
That's so true.
We get to be incredibly exceptional by
so
just being
true.
Normal because the world has fallen so badly.
So you've been involved in various nations of the world and in areas of leadership and teaching and training and sharing Jesus and on and on. Are there any special spots or any special things that have happened in parts of the world you say, I'd like to share this yet?
Oh, wow. All over the world. My goodness, I've seen the greatest miracles in India. And
yes.
one of my favorite places is Singapore. But probably where I have the fondest memories
yes.
is in South America because we've taken, I don't know, hundreds to thousands mm-hmm. of kids with mm-hmm. us on missions trips.
Yep.
And many times they're only about half saved. In other words, they go to church, they
right.
hope the Bible
right.
might be true, but they kind of doubt it because
right.
they've never actually seen it.
Right.
And so we take them along, and I always encourage them, listen, I don't care what what you were taught in church. I don't care what you believe. I don't even want you to ask yourself what you believe.
Right.
I just want you to, for 1 week, the week that we're together, just act like the Bible is true. And I know you all know how to act because we all made it through high school, and you have to act a lot to make it through high school. And so it's amazing to find these young people who probably aren't saved.
Yeah.
Praying for people because they read in the Bible that if you lay hands on somebody and pray for them, that God will heal them.
Right.
And God heals them.
Right.
And then watching, you know, a story that's coming to mind right now, there was a young girl who I knew was on drugs, who was about 17, who was with us. And she heard my speech and went out. And this was in, I'm not even sure what country. I think it was Dominican Republic, but I'm not sure. And she went out with a Spanish translator and walked up to this woman who was blind and laid her hands on her and prayed for her through the interpreter.
Yeah.
And as soon as she said amen, the woman's eyes were open and she completely regained her sight. And the woman screamed. And then she told through the interpreter, 3 weeks ago I had a dream and I was crying out to Jesus, asking him to heal my eyes. And I saw a young girl come and lay hands on me and pray for me. Oh. And I was healed in the dream. And you're the face that I saw.
Wow.
Now imagine how that wrecked this young
really?
Girl who I'm pretty sure was on drugs. Not at the time on our missions trip.
Right,
but
right.
But as a problem in her life.
Sure. That is remarkable. Jerry, what a joy to have you on my podcast
today.
Oh, the joy's
been mine.
It's been such a joy knowing you and serving together in so many ways over the years in so many places and parts of the world. And just your reputation goes before you. God has used you as a leader of leaders of leaders. And I am so appreciate you coming in today and being part of the podcast.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thank you, Larry, for the influence you've been on me and on our entire family. We owe you the world.
Thank you. Any last-minute thoughts you have before we close out today?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay. Well, everyone that's listening today, you're going to know more about Jerry, some of the areas that God's given him. Check out the show notes. Jerry, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for sharing these insights. I always love listening to you. You always inspire me.
You know? Thank you,
and you continue to do that. So it's a great joy to know you for so many years. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today for the Larry Crider Leadership Podcast, where we learn these small changes we can make that make massive differences in our lives as we obey the Holy Ghost, obey Jesus, and see Him build His kingdom with us and among us. God bless you, and look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com.